The ban on drilling was left off the first version of the energy bill, although a moratorium has been in place and extended twice by Congress since 2001. Individual Great Lakes states have had drilling bans in place except for Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota. Alliance for the Great Lakes director Cam Davis in Chicago says this is a big victory.
It shows once again that people who live in this region, residents, visitors alike, all are saying the same thing, and that is that they are not willing to roll the dice and gamble with the fate of the Great Lakes.
He says, although there is slant drilling in Canada without complications, he says, leaks happen.
The amount of fossil fuel underneath the Great Lakes is so small that it really wouldn't fuel the country for very long, probably a matter of minutes, really. And again, the amount that's down there and what it could supply us just is not worth the risk.
The five Great Lakes supply drinking water to 30 million people and make up about 20% of the world's fresh surface water. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.